Hi, this is Donovan Mitchell, and you're listening to Jazz Game Rewind.
Tonight's Jazz Game Rewind is brought to you by Tyler Fountain. The Utah Jazz defeated the Denver Nuggets 122-110 behind Gobert's 23-16 double-double in a battle that began to come down to the wire. Some would say Gobert is not only supplying major defense, but offense as well. The Jazz continues their winning streak against the Nuggets. The beginning of the game set the tone for the Jazz as Donovan Mitchell intercepted a bad pass from Nikola Jokic and dunks it. The first quarter, both teams were putting up buckets back-to-back to keep the score close. The Jazz then got the edge after Mike Conley three, giving them a two-point lead, 33-31.
Intercepted by Donovan. He's going to go the other way and dunk it. Conley off a Gobert pick for three, and it's good. An off-the-bounce three from Mike Conley, and boy, was he special on those last year. Jokic at the top. He'll take a three over Gobert and swish it. And that's where Jokic's game has completely changed against Rudy. It's to Bogdanovic. Tough pass, collects himself, takes one dribble, fires the three, and swishes it home. 11-9 Utah. Right corner O'Neal. Fires the three, rolls Royce. Jazz up 18-6. Donovan working left side, weaves in the lane, attacks Jokic, gets to the window and lays it up and in. Donovan Mitchell for two. Mitchell attacking Porter Jr., not known as a defensive player, blows right by him and lays it up with ease. Clarkson guarded by the 5'10 Campazzo, who's velcroed to him. And Jordan drives, hangs, dipsy-doos, and lays it up and in. Beautiful move by Jordan Clarkson. Conley to the front court, looking for a chance to run. They drop off him. He fires the three. He tickles the twine.
Jordan Clarkson then went to the free throw line and hit two from the charity stripe, which gave the Jazz an edge by the ending of the first quarter. Both teams continued to trade blows in the second quarter, with Nikola Jokic carrying the load and leading both teams in points and assists with a total of 24 points and 6 assists in only 15 minutes. Jokic left the game early with 1:54 left in the second and never came back. With Jokic on the court, the Nuggets were plus 7, and off court they're negative 9. The Jazz were on a 2-minute drought close to the ending of the second quarter. The Nuggets managed to tie the game 62-62 after Monte Morris's 16-foot jumper. Gobert then scored right after to give the Jazz a 2-point lead, and Morris came right back down and splashed another jumper to tie the game 64-64. By the end of the half, the Jazz were up 66-64.
No drive, fakes the pass, lays it up and in. He left someone with no shirt, no service, and no clue. Rudy tries to get deep in the lane. Clarkson drives, ball fakes, and flips it up and in. And this time, Jeff Green has no shoes, no shirt, and no service. Has the top. Good one-on-one player. Guarded by Gobert. Jabs right, gets by him to the window. Blocked by Rudy! Three-time defensive player of the year. Here come the Jazz. High pick and roll. Clarkson rising, firing, three, good. Timeout, Mike Malone. Barton right side, top to Jokic. White side closes, Jokic blows by him. In the lane, flips up a four-footer and hits it. Donovan off a white side pick, drives by Jokic, gets in the lane, kicks to Ingles. Open catch and shoot three is perfect. Clarkson holds, now puts it on the deck, fires a tough three and hit it. Donovan lobs it to white side, he dunks it. Swings to Donovan. Donovan guarded by Porter Jr. Torched him in the bubble. Pullback jumper, flashback! Oh no! Michael Porter Jr. is like, not again! Not again! Timeout on the floor. Conley comes down the middle of the lane. Lobs it high to Rudy. Dunked it. Top to Jokic. Three over Gobert. Good. He's incredible. He has 22 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists. Top to Morris. Pick and roll. 18-foot jumper up and in. And Denver has tied this game at 62. Campazzo hands to Barton, comes around the corner, drives at Whiteside, gets it spotted directly right down. 5 on the shot clock, top to Clarkson, drives by the defense, gets to the dotted line, stops, kisses it up and in.
The Jazz and Nuggets traded buckets the entire third quarter, with the largest lead from either side being 4 points. But the Jazz ended up on top 91-90 after three quarters. Will Barton put on a stellar performance in the third with a 16-point outing, ending the quarter with a shot to put the Nuggets behind one. Now here's David and Ron Boone to tell you more about this dogfight as they traded blows through all three quarters alone.
These teams have been brilliant defensively in the opening games of the season. Donovan drives again, this time to the rack, and scores it. like when you're having a night like Donovan and you know you still have to pull it together at some point.
You start pressing and then you start aiming. And aiming doesn't necessarily mean you're closing one eye and that type of thing. You start trying to make sure your mechanics are perfect and you're following through at the rim.
Barton drives one-on-one on Whiteside and lays it up and in at the rim. They're just putting their head down and driving on the Jazz at this point. Without Jokic, Bogdanović driving hard at Gordon and a foul on Gordon. And that's his fourth foul. He has 19 points. Campazzo hands to Barton, comes around the corner, drives at Whiteside, gets it spotted directly right down. Picked up off the bounce by Ingles. Left side Bogdanović driving the lane and a jump ball. 83-all, 3:31 left. We're tied at 83. It's our 11th tie. We've had 27 lead changes. 3:24 left in the third. Barton blows by Bogdanović to the lane and lays it up and in. Denver has isolated Bojan Bogdanović defensively all night. Bogdanović, top to Conley. Down low to Whiteside. Great catch in traffic, but he brought the ball down and gets stripped away. 5-on-4 break as Whiteside's down on the other side. Barton for three. No good. Rebound to the corner. It's Ingles. Jazz down by 285-83. Jokic is out for the night. And then a foul down low on Campazzo as Bogdanović bogarts him into the paint. And Campazzo goes down low trying to block him out of the area. Rudy checks back in. Whiteside tonight, 6 points, 3 rebounds, 3 fouls. Minus 3 in 12 minutes. He's held his own. Did very well in the minutes against Jokic.
Campazzo, what, 30 years old?
Made his debut last year at 29, so that works that exactly. And an off-ball foul here. So Denver has now got Jeff Green as their center. 85-83. Denver by 2. 2:41 left in the third. Eric Paschal checks in. Conley, Ingles, Clarkson, Paschal, and Gobert. This is the lineup where Jazz win basketball games. Ingles. Kicks to the corner. Clarkson, catch and shoot three. Back rimmed it. Campazzo on the run. Conley back. Gives to Barton. Barton to the rack. He lays it up and in. And Will Barton's got 13 points in the quarter. And Quinn Snyder needs a timeout. Denver 87, Utah 83. 2:21 left in the third. 13-6 run. Rudy gets a bullet from Ingles. He couldn't catch it. Down by his hip. It gets knocked out of bounds by Jeff Green. And Rudy looks at Joe and says, put that one up by the rim for me. I can get up there. They can't. Gobert's got 9 points, 8 rebounds tonight. Donovan leads the Jazz with 19, but it's been a struggle. Might be a zone. I'm not sure by Denver. Ingles, 5 on the shot clock. Top to Clarkson. Drives by the defense. Gets to the dotted line. Stops. Kisses it up and in. 87-85. Denver by 2. Third quarter. Nikola Jokic is out with a knee injury. Here's Barton. Top to Green. Jeff will take the 3 over Rudy. Short. Rebound Clarkson. Jordan comes to the front court. Jordan. Got 14, 12 of them in the first half. In traffic, too hard off the window. Rebound comes out to the Nuggets, and a fast break, and Joe Ingles cuts in front of Barton and fouls him. 1:21 left in the quarter to stop the fast break was while the Jazz were in the penalty.
Yeah, that's the second foul in the last 2 minutes.
Barton's free throw no good. Free throw by Barton is good, and the Nuggets lead by 3. Has anyone led by more than 3 or 4 in the half? Feels like there's never been a bigger than a 4-point lead. Conley working the right side, isolated on Michael Porter Jr., drives Adams, circles around, out to Paschal, rotates to Ingles. The left-hander's 3 is up and in. Catch and shoot for Joe Ingles. There's not many better.
Wow. What's so great about it, he shoots where he catches the basketball. He caught that about shoulder high and just let it fly.
A pure 3 for the Jazz. Barton, one-on-one on Paschal. Driving right, denied. Driving left, denied. Terminates, throws it away. Eric Paschal turns to the Jazz bench, flexing his muscles, saying, no, you don't. No, you don't. I'll guard my yard. Tied at 88. 12th tie of the game. 28-27 lead changes. 36 seconds left, third quarter. They double Ingles. Flares to Clarkson. Long dribble in the middle of the lane. Works it inside. Flips it back out to Joe. Drives to the left hand. Hooks back to Clarkson. Catch and shoot 3. Pow! Utah by 3. 91-88. Shot clock and game clock are virtually the same. Crowd comes to their feet. Mike Malone barking out signals at half court. Here comes Barton. Has Clarkson isolated. 13 in the quarter for Barton. Drives to the left hand. Into the lane. Hangs in the air. Scores it. 5.7 seconds left. Will Barton with 15 in the quarter. 17 on the night. The veteran picking up the slack with Jokic out. Full court pressure by the Nuggets as the Jazz have yet to inbound. 5.7 seconds left. Clarkson has it. Clarkson working the right side. Clarkson at the horn. Air ball.
Third quarter is over. Jazz 91.
Utah 91. Denver 90. 28 lead changes and 12 ties tonight. What a game.
In the most interesting quarter of most games, the Jazz edged the Nuggets by a total of 11 points, winning by 12 and then winning the quarter 31-20. The Jazz went on an 18-4 run, but it wasn't all pretty. As tempers flared, Whiteside and Green then got into a shoving match, which ended in both getting ejected. A 12-point lead was created for the Jazz throughout the chaos, and they managed to carry that lead to win the game. In one of the most anticipated games, neither team seemed to disappoint as there were 30 lead changes and the game got tied 12 times. Joe Ingles also reached a milestone of 1,000 career three-pointers this game, while Jordan Clarkson reached his milestone with 8,000 career points.
Instead, Pascal drives the lane, lobs high to Rudy, catches underneath, gets it blocked up and in. Rudy went up. The ball looked like it got blocked. He powered through it and put it off the glass and in. Chested to Clarkson, driving on Campazzo. In the lane, double clutches. Finds Whiteside and lays it up and in. Not enough, a double stagger. Bullets a cross-court pass to O'Neal. Finds Roy. Rudy at the rim. He does a slam dunk and a pull-up.
The Jazz are now on a three-game winning streak and look to keep this unbeaten record as they take on the Houston Rockets this Thursday. This is Tyler Founder. You have just been hit with the Jazz Game Rewind.